Maaser Sheni, Perkei, Mishnah Beis, 5-2. Kerem Ravai, and again, the proper gear, so really, the halach would be Neta Ravai, fourth year fruit. Hayol Yushalayim, Mahalach Yom Echa L'chol Tzad. Has he brought to Yushalayim if you're within 1 day's walk from any direction? That is to say, you'll recall that when it came to Maaser Sheni, you were allowed to redeem it anywhere you wanted out of Yushalayim. Here we're saying that the rabbis got involved and said that if you're within a 1 day walk of Yushalayim, you should not redeem your Ravai, your fourth year produce. Rather, you should bring that Ravai to Yushalayim. So it's a midrabbanan injunction regarding the fruits. So when it came to Maaser Sheni, there's no such rabbinic enactment, but when it came to Ravai, there was one. And the rationale why, says the Gemara, is kedei la'atar shuki Yushalayim beperos, so that the marketplaces of Jerusalem should be adorned with lots of fruit. We want to have a lot of produce over there, and we want the experience of coming to Yerushalayim to be sort of inspiring, not just on a ruchnius level, but also on a gashmius level, that there should be a sense of plenty in Yerushalayim, and it should be beautiful and seem like everything's in ample supply. And if there was a huge demand to consume in Yerushalayim, because people didn't bring food up, then it would be depleted, and then the marketplace would be not as inspirational. But, as we'll see in the Mishnah, that was only the case for some of the time, as we'll explain in a moment. The Mishnah goes on to say, Ve'ezuhi tchuma, where are the boundaries which are considered within 1 day walk of Yushalayim? Eilat min hadarom, the place called Eilat. This is not the Eilat that we know in the southern tip of modern-day Israel. This is some place much closer to Jerusalem. Va'akravat min hatzafon, the place called Akravat, to the north of Jerusalem. Lud min hamariv, from the west, it's Lud is the boundary. Ve'yarden min hamizrach, and if you're going eastward to Jerusalem from the Jordan, from the Jordan to Yerushalayim, so then all the way to the Jordan is extended the boundary that you have to you're not allowed to redeem your miser, your ravai. Umishurabu peros, however, once the quantity of produce available to the marketplace in Jerusalem grew, and at that point there was no need to make an injunction against redeeming your ravai produce, because in any case there was plenty of food to go around in the marketplaces. Hiskinu shehei nifte, the rabbi said a further injunction that indeed you could redeem your ravai produce, samach lachoma, even just outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Utenai haya bedavar, but they said the whole releasing of this requirement to not redeem is only conditional. She'emesai she'yirtzu, and whenever they should want, meaning in the event that there wasn't enough, for whatever reason, enough produce in the marketplace in Jerusalem, yachzar hadavra lechamoshahaya. The rabbis reserve the right to immediately revert back to the old rule of not redeeming within a day's walk any ravai, and that way Jerusalem's marketplace would once again be full. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says that wasn't the reason that they relinquished their obligation of not tithing, and they were lenient and let you tithe up to the walls of Jerusalem. Rather, Rabbi Yossi says the reason why is Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash Hayat Tanai Hazeh. Only once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, at that point the rabbi said, listen, now no need to bring your Paris and sort of adorn the marketplace of Jerusalem since it's controlled by non-Jews. That's when that Tanai was released. However, Utanaihi, that condition that it should go back, is Emesai Shibana Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Yachzar Adavar L'Kmo Shehaya, that the requirements to not redeem your Kerem Ravai or Neta Ravai within a day's walk will be reinstituted again to ensure that the marketplace of Jerusalem is full of produce, and the halacha is like Rav Yossi.